true, but I'll tell you, Tanoi, it's like a machlokes Tanoim. It's a machlokes Tanoim. Tanoihi, to Tanya, we learn like this. Hamoicha peris lachaveroi, if somebody sells fruits to his friend, Vizoran, and he planted them, v'loit somcha, nothing grew out of them. That's why these types of fruits is things that you could plant and you could eat. You could do both with them, certain type. So the kid, so this guy took it and he planted it, and nothing grew. Ziraini gina, then he also bought seeds for the gina for your garden, which those seeds are only for planting. Shein necholim, that those seeds you do not eat, you only use for planting. And the guy Lokech took them and planted them, and nothing grew. Then the loch was chayim bach yusam. Echnami, then you chayim bach yusam. There's no doubt. For sure, the guy bought it for the purpose of planting, and if it can't be planted, it's a negative choice. So again, this last price says, Hamoicha peres lachaveiro v'zoron, poloi tzomchoi, rozeruni gino shen acholim, it says chayim bach yusam. So mashm, in both cases, that the moicher has to pay back. It's a nekach tois. So chur then you see dugo basarayf. Now, yeah, zera pishton. What about if I sell you the seeds of pishton? Ain't a chayy bachrusim. Then I'm not chayy bachrusim. Why not? Because zera pishton, I say some people take eat it. So even though you took it to planting, it didn't plant. So what? For that, I'm not chayy bachrusim. That's what the Tanakhama says. Yes, some people eat the zera pishton, therefore you're not chayiv. In other words, this would be like Shmuel, that you do not go basarayv. Even though rove people that buy pishton use it for planting, and here it did not plant well, but since there's a myth of people that use it for eating, so you don't go basarayv, you're potter. However, so this is a riot to Shmuel, like our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, the loch is, Noisen loy demei zera. You have to pay him back the value of the seeds. Rashi says, the Rashbam, why? Sheroiv pishtim shaboyla nizra. Because most people that buy flax, you know what you do with it? You plant it. So therefore you go basarayv. And if these flax seeds, when you plant them, did not grow, it's a nekach tois, you have a right to get your money back. So who you see, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rav, that you go basarayv, and therefore, since rove people buy these seeds for planting, if they cannot be planted, it's a nekach tois, they get your money back. That's called nois loy de mezera. Omru loy, so they said back to Rabbi Yossi, har be loy chenoisoy bedvor macherim. No, you should know a lot of people buy these things for other purposes, not just for planting. So Shbam explains, what else do you buy, pishtin? So Rashbam explains, first of all, some people eat it. Some people use it for medicine. So they equal out, even though maybe 10 people buy a lot of it for Zriya, but there are 100 people that buy a small amount for medicine or for eating. So therefore, there's no rov. Therefore, bosa rov lechin as linan. Yeah. That's what Armulai says. So Armulai says, no harbe lechin nice dvar mecherim. A lot of people buy it for different things. So they go bosa to the people. And he says like, that's called rov lechin. Go after most of the people. That the majority of people that buy flax, buy it not for planting, but either for eating or for refuah. So now, man tanoi. So Mar says, you want to say it's a machlokes tanoim, Rav and Shmuel. Let's see, who is this machlokes tanoim? Ilay merab yaisi vi omrulai. If you want to say the machlokes, if you go basarayv or not, is the machlokes his last two, Rav Yaisi. And what the omrulai said, what they answered back to Rav Yaisi, so Mar says, no. I tell you really, tavayu, Bosaru Basli. Both of them hold like Rav. Both of them hold the go Bosaruiv. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi Taka says that you have to pay him back the money. Because most people buy flax for planting, and if you can't plant with it, it's a make of toys pay back. So Rabbi Yossi for sure says you go Bosaruiv. And I'll tell you, even the Amruloi, that say you don't have to pay, is a pshat they also go basarayv. But the pshat is like this. Again, the Gemara says, Tavayo basaru bavli. Both of them hold, even by money matters, they go after rayv. Just mar ozo basaru b'dinshi. One, the Amruloi goes basar majority of people. Like Rashbam says, 100 people come here to buy it for medicine. So therefore, if you go basar rove of the people, most of the people buy it for medicine or for eating, and therefore it's not a mekach toys, I don't have to pay you. Umar, Reb Yossi holds, also basar ruba d'zriya, like go after most of the seeds, like Rashbam says. Even though only maybe 10 people come to buy it for seeds, but they buy 100 at a time. So therefore, if you go basar the seeds itself, most of the seeds are sold for planting. Therefore, Reb Yossi holds that both of them hold the go basar roiv. Because Reb Yossi holds go basar the roiv of planting, and therefore, if these seeds were not able to be planted, they can't grow. So therefore, it's called the mekach toras, you have to pay back. Since so, we don't have any machlokes tanoim. They both hold like Rav. It's not a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Tumor says, rather, it's like this. Ela I Tanakama of Reb Yossi. The pshat is the Tanakama of Reb Yossi. The Tanakama says that you're potter. Why? Because you do not go basar roiv by mammon. And Reb Yossi is the one that says Yechayiv, hold you do go basar roiv. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Tanakama and Reb Yossi. Or else, I Tanakama v'yomerloi. Or else also, the Tanakama is the one that says, no, you do not have to pay because you do not go basar roiv. I have a right to say that even though rove people buy it for planting, maybe you're from the miyat that bought it for eating, I don't have to pay you. So the Tanakama for sure holds like Shmuel, that you do not use roiv by money. And the Vyomroloi, that's the one that holds like Rav. He's the one that says you go basar roiv. So it gets to the Rizam Achlegas Tanoim, the din of Rav and Shmuel, where they go basar money matters, by Yisurim Manat, but where they go basar roiv, by Mammon, it's like a Machlegas Tanoim. It's like a Machlegas Tanoim. Now, Machlegas Tanoim is you could use the Yisurim of roiv by money. Otherwise, we say the cloud by Mammon is HaMoitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya. In order to make somebody pay money, you have to have proof from two Edom. Roiv is not enough. Rav holds no, that the din of roiv is also enough even to be mighty mammon. You could use mammon to be mighty, roiv to be mighty mammon. Tan Rabbonim, we learn like this. Learn in a braisa. Mahu noisin loy. So I said, according to Rabbi Yossi says, noisin loy the mezera. So now the braisa explains, what do you have to pay? Tan Rabbonim, mahu noisin loy the mezera for loy hoitso. Like according to Rabbi Yossi, that you do go bust the roiv, so most people bought this for planting, and if this is not plantable, so it's a mekach tois, so you have to pay me back the money. What do you have to pay me back? So some say you have to pay me back just the money for the seeds. That's all. If the seeds cost $100, you have to give them back $100. That's what one says. For yesh, but for loy hoitzor, but you don't have to pay him for the work that he did. Like really, he wasted his time. He spent the whole day on the fields planting these seeds, and at the end of the day, nothing grew, but nothing came out. So really, it's a shell, you should have to pay him for the whole day's work. So one says no, for that you don't have to pay him. That's not your business. But v'yeshurimim, some say no. Afait saw that you even have to have the meicher that sold these rotten seeds that can't grow. So when you sold it to somebody, so you have to pay him back, first of all, the money of the seeds, and also you have to pay him a day's work. The guy spent a whole day's work with those rotten seeds, planting them, and nothing grew from them. So he wasted a day. So therefore, some say, Adrab, you're a mazik, you have to pay for that sir also. So Mor says, Man yesh oimim, who is this yesh oimim that says you have to pay for the hoitzos also? So Mor says, Amar Rav Chizda, it's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Mor says, like, who is this? And the Chur Shalom is, are you a mazik or not? The Chur is only a grummer. Is this called the real mazik or not? That's a shayla. What is it really called? So Gemara says it goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. For the Gemara, hi, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Which Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is it? Elaim, if you want to tell me,
We have a Shimon ben Gamliel de Masnissin. It's a Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. The Tanan. What we learn in our Mishnah? And our Mishnah we learn like this. It says in our Mishnah, Hamoich haperith lechaveroi, if somebody sells fruits to his friend, Vizoran, and the guy goes and plants them, V'loit somcha, and nothing grows out of it. And the Mishnah says, V'afilu zerapishtan, even if he sold you the seeds of flax, and you planted them and nothing grew, Eina chai bachrusan.
That's what our Mishnah says. You're not chai bachrusan. You don't have to pay back for them. So we said our Mishnah goes already like Shmuel. You don't go bust a roiv by mammon. So the good sattas say that you're from the meat of the people that wanted it to eat. So therefore, since if you would eat it, it's edible. So therefore, it's not called a mekach tois. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Ein achai biachriusim. All right, turn over.
Then it says, hi, but Zeruna Gino, Shein Necholim, Chai Bachrusim. Let's say the sale went on mama's vegetable seeds, that you can't eat them, they're only meant only for selling, then if they can't sell, then Avaras Chai Bachrusim. For planting, right. They're only meant for planting. So therefore, the guy takes it and plants it, and nothing grows, that's the Mekach Tois, that you have to pay back. That's what it says in the beginning. Now, aim is safer. What does the sefer say? We have Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Zeruni Gino, that if you sell somebody these seeds of the garden, Sheinem Necholem, that the seeds themselves you can't eat. The only thing you could do with them is just plant them, and somebody took them now and planted it, the locher is, and if it doesn't grow, so Chai Bach Yusen, you have to pay back. That's what Shimon adds on. So for the Gemara, Tanakama Nami Yochi Komar. The Tanakam also said that. The Tanakam said, Zera Pishton, who the Enechai Bach Yusan? The Tanakam says, only if the person sold you the seeds of flax, that there some people use it for eating purposes or for medicine, then it's not called a Mekach Tois. Then you do not have to pay back. Mashma clearly, Ho Zeruni Gino, but Mashma, if the guy sold you seeds of the field, that's only meant for planting and not feeding, Sheinom Necholim, that's not edible, Chai Bach Yusen, them sheet of you sold it, and the guy that took it, planted, and nothing grew, Havada Tzemekach Tois. That's what the Tanakhama says. Since so, what do we need the Shimon Ben Gamliel for? What is he eating? The Tanakhama also said this. So what's the machloikas between the Tanakhama and the Shimon Ben Gamliel? Say, El Olav, don't we have to say, Hoitso Ika Benayu. The machlokes is about hoitzor. That avada, you have to pay for these seeds. For these garden seeds that you can't eat. The only purpose is for planting. And if the guy took it and planted it and didn't grow, you gave him bad stuff. It's a mekach tois. So for sure you have to pay him back the money of the seeds. So what's the machlokes? Masova de mezera. The Tanakama holds, you only have to pay back just the mezera. That's all. Just how much the seeds cost. The seeds were $100. You have to pay him back $100, that's all. Umasavar, you know what the Rosh Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to hit on. Umasavar af hoitzor, that you also have to pay him for the day's work. Listen, you sold the guy junk, you gave him mechveis dead seeds that can't grow, and the guy spent the whole day planting them, so you ruined him? That's called a mazik? It's not called the groma bialma, that's called kamat like a mazik. You caused them to waste the day, that's all part of the mekach tois. Have a right to charge you for that. It was very nagaya. The guy sold you cement and it comes out, it's bad cement. And you made a house, and the next day the house caves down. So can you get your money back for the whole house? You want to get your money back for all the work they did in between. It's not just time you sold me bad stuff, but I have the whole day's work I ruined also. So that's the machlokes, Tanakama, and Yeshima ben Gamliel. So Mar says maybe no, Mar says dum ipcha. Like you don't know for sure who says who. True, it's a machlokes, one is adding on more, but how do you know that the Sefer Shimon ben Gamliel is the one that says you have to pay for more? Even for the Tzor, maybe it's only the Tanakhama that says that. It's more says, hold a kasha. That wouldn't be a kasha. Because the klal is like this. Kol Tana Basra. Anytime you have like one Tana, And then you have a second Tana in the Mishnah. Whenever you have a Tana Basra, the klal always is, Litfuya Milsa Kosi. He's always coming to Iran. He's coming to be Moisif. Therefore, it's Mustafa that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the one that's being Moisif and telling us here that not only do you have to pay for these rotten seeds to make a tois, but you also have to pay for the tzor, for the bother of the day's work that he wasted. For the Gemara now, Fedulma may be cooler Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. This is not really a gzunt kasha, because it'll still be good, but it just, maybe no, maybe it's a good kasha. Morris, maybe it's no machlokes here. The Duma may be Kula Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And I'll tell you the Chasura Mechsura, that something is missing here. Vachi Ketoni, this is the way we learned. Sure, like this. Hamoicha Peris Lachaveroi, if somebody sells fruits to his friend that could be used for both, for eating or for planting, Vizoran, and then you, the Lakech, took it and planted it. For Loit Samchoi, and it didn't grow, so what? And I feel there a pishtin, even if the sale was on the seeds of pishtin of flax, which also some people use to eat or for medicine. So the lacha is ain't a chayiv bachrusin. You don't have to pay back. You're not chayiv. Again, like Shmuel, we do not go bosa roiv. Even though rove people buy pishtin for planting, but since there's a myriad of people that buy it for eating, maybe you bought it for eating. Try to make a choice. Now. But maybe Divir of Shimon ben Gamliel, maybe the Tana Kama at the beginning of the Mishnah, the pshat is, this is the words of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Mishnah explains, you know why? Because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he's the one that says, Zera Pishtin, who the Ena Chai Bach Yusan? Hozeruni Gina, Shem and Acholim, Chai Bach Yusan. So Kitza, it's not mashma that it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. It could be it's all only one Tana of Shimon ben Gamliel. So if so, true, he says that when you sell these garden seeds that could only be used for planting, you have to pay back, but he only says chayev bach yusan. He doesn't say how much you have to pay back. So it could be, maybe you only have to pay back just the value of the seeds itself. But it does not say clearly, like a second mandiyoma, to say you also have to pay for the haitzah. So again, you have no raya. You have Shimon ben Gamliel, the one that says you have to pay for the haitzah. So from here, we have no raya. So again, we're stuck. Who is this Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? So Gemara says, Ela rather, ho Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I have another one. The Tanya learned like this. Ha melech chitan litchein. You took your wheat to the grinder, to grind it up, to make it into nice flour. And the grinder made a mistake, for Lo Losason, he did not first cook it up. Losan is to soak it. What you're supposed to do with the wheat is first soak it, make it soft, and then you grind it, you get the pure good grain. But he didn't soak it first, and therefore, V'yosa Subin, what came out of it was just coarse flour. Or Mursan, or bran came out of it. That's all. So the kid said, you gave your wheat to the grinder, and he made a mistake, and bad stuff came out. Instead of nice, fine flour, it came out bran or coarse flour. Another case is, what's going to be kemach lenachtam? You gave your flour to the baker. You want a nice kishmak, a piece of cake, nice kishmak, a challah. So you gave your flour to the baker, Mr. Schwartz. Please bake me a nice big cake here. The awful pasni pulin. What happened was, the baker took it, and it flopped. The cake flopped. Pasni pula means falling bread. The bread fell apart. The kids say he didn't do a good job. He gave you back a bad cake. Or else, behem l'tavach. Another case. You have your famous, you have your nice ox here. You raised for 10 years, did the work. Now it's time to shecht him, teed him. So you brought him to the butcher, to the shechit. And the shechit took his knife and nibla, and made a mistake, and made him the veila. He made a wrong shechita. The locher is chayiv. In all these cases, the butcher, the shechit, or the baker, or the grinder, they're all chayiv to pay you. Why? Mivneishu kunai seisacha. Because like you're paying them for the work. So they're being paid for the work they do. They're like a shema sacha. So it's their fault. It's not an oynis gomer. They're not potter. It's not an oynis gomer. Like it's like a gneva v'yaveda. So shema sacha is chayiv on. That's what the Tanakama says. Rav Shimu ben Gamliel Omer, Noisen loy, Demei boishtoy, U demei boishas orchav. Rav Shimu ben Gamliel says that this baker, you know what he has to pay you? He has to pay you, first of all, for the flour that you gave him, and also for the embarrassment. You just made a big party here, you made a big nice party, and you took down your famous cake. You just wanted to show everybody, I have great cake, come see my cake. And people took the cake, they thought to vomit. They couldn't take it. So everybody got embarrassed. So Mamish got very embarrassed here. The baker, Mamish embarrassed you. So Shimon Gamliel said that this baker, not only does he have to pay you back for the flour, but he has to pay you for your embarrassment and for your guest's embarrassment. So this is a good raya. The same thing also used to say, that minig godol hoyev Yerushalayim. There used to be a nice, a big minig in Yerushalayim. But I call upon it here, it's a good raya. You see, according to Shimon Gamliel, if you, like, drip somebody, and by you dripping him, you caused him another loss, you have to pay him for that loss also. It's not called only a groma, it's called you caused the damage. Here also, if you give a guy bad seeds, and the guy wastes the whole day, you'd like a chayef to pay him. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. If I have to pay, demei boishtei. And now another loch, he says. V'chein hoyer Shimon Gamliel oimer. Minig godel hoyer b'shlaim. There was a very nice minig in Yerushalayim like this. The minig was, ha-moiseh sudelechaveroi. If somebody gives a meal to his friend, to kilkalo, and the meal is very bad, because you go to a restaurant and give you rotten stuff, or whatever it is, you go into somebody's house, and he invited you for a meal, and the guy gave you a rotten meal. Could be the same thing. Well, no, you went to a restaurant, and you ordered by a restaurant, you ordered by caterer food, and the guy brought you home sour food. And the vermegeya, and the sour food sometimes, and give it to serve, you start vomiting, and your guest start vomiting. So maisa, the caterer is chayef to pay you back, not only the money that you paid, but he has to pay back the boishes that you have, and for your chum also. That was a minig in Yerushalayim like that. So it's called this chayef.
It has to be a caterer. It has to be a caterer, right. Well, you have guests over. You have guests over, and you thought you're inviting them in for a beautiful party, and they came out like in vain. So the guy has to pay for that also.
That was a nice minig in Yerushalayim. Halacha, I'm not sure. I didn't look up the halacha klor, how we paskin. Vaito. Oid minig godel hoi b'shtayim. There's another minig in Yerushalayim. That mapa pruso agabia pesach. People used to have a special mapa, a special sheet, hung up in front of the door. It was like this. Kol zaman shemapa prusa, kol zaman the sheet, whatever it was, the towel, was hanging out in front of your door, like there was a green flag there. Orchim nechnosim. That means to say, any guest that want to come in and eat, the kitchen's open, you can come in and eat. There was like a green flag outside the house saying, come in and eat. Nistalko hamapa, but when they took down the green flag, ein orchem nechnosim, then the orchem did not come in. So such a minig like that in Yerushalayim is also a nice minig. Rashi says, Rashban says, v'takona toivehi lekabolos orchem sheyoda kisham yochlu v'yelchu shom lechol, that the orchem should know which house we can go. Like, people wanted to have achnosas orchim, but it could be, something happened, your wife's not feeling well now, somebody's sick now. So, Bush, it used to be a sign outside the door. Everybody would know, this house now, is I could walk in and ask them for a meal, this house I can't walk in. There's such a minute of Yerushalayim that used to put out signs outside the house that people should know whether they could come in or whether they can't come in.
Like a welcome message.
Yeah. But there they meant it. There they meant it. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll stop here. Yeah. Let's see. How many do we have here?
Only a tzaddik gimel on the base. You're bottom by the Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah says, Yahamoicha Peris Lachaveroi. If somebody sells fruits to his friend, Sahareze Mekabalolov Roiva Tanufois Liso. It means the buyer accepts upon himself Tava Roiva, it means a quarter of a kav for a saw. So there are six kavs in a saw, so really it's like 1/24 of Tanufois. So see exactly what that means. Chur, that means bear the Paris. Because when you want to buy Paris off your friend, so if he gives you 1/24 of it is bad stuff, so lakech is mekabel, that's like part of the moicha, it's part of the sale. That Rashbam says, yeah, shall tenufais means the whole saw, the stam tfuah dark, alias bor roiva tenufais. A saw has like 1/24 of it is from bad stuff. We'll soon see what that means. If you buy tfuah, you buy here, let's say, like wheat, so it has shaft, it has the bad stuff on it also. So therefore, if you buy it, then you have 1/24 of tenufais, of bad stuff, it's not a mekach tois. Like, that's normal, that's usual, so the kirch accepts that. What about teinim? Let's say you go and buy yourself some figs. So mekabel olav ese metuloyes lameya. Your mekabel did like 1/10. 10 wormy ones out of 100. If the guy sells you 100 figs and you get 10 wormy ones, you can't complain. That's also like a normal zach. That's something that the mekabel. That's normal to have a sale like that. That lakir should accept upon himself. 1/10 should be wormy. What about Marta of Shoyayin? Let's say you buy off your friend a seller of wine. You buy a Marta of a whole bunch of wine. You buy off your friend. So Mekabulolov Eser Koisosois Lameya. Like if 10 barrels are bad or sour out of 100, it's also acceptable. Again, 1/10. If you go down to your friend and you want to buy a whole Marta, a whole like wine cellar, or for your friend, so when you buy his wine and you take it home or you take over and then you find out that 10 barrels out of 100 are like a little bit sour, it's called a good mekich. That's normal. It's normal that 1/10 of it should be sour. That's called, What about kankanim? Yeah, kankanim basharon. Is mekabalolov esa pitosais lameya. Kankanim bisharon, that the Rashbam says, kadim, yibisharon b'yosia malchus. If you buy 10 kadim, like you're buying kads or pitches, if you buy 10 pitches in this place called bisharon, so you accept upon yourself, again, it says what, kankanim basharon, if you buy, pitches in this city, bisharon, so mekabalolov esa pitasais lameya. 10 of them could be not so good, as Rashbam says, kadim royim umvagwama farishla. Like 10 pitches maybe are not so strong out of 100, still it's called a good sale. If you go down to buy 100 pitches, so it's normal that not all 100 will be perfect pitches. This is minastam. Could be trade, different. Could be if you speak out clearly and say, listen, you know, I'm buying merchandise, I want good. And if you get one that's cracked, you have a right to return it today. So today could be different, like it's upgraded, you're getting 100% good stuff. But in Mizmah HaMishnah, when I sell you Paris, or I sell you wine, or I sell you these pots, stam, it has a right that 1/10 of it could be bad. If 1/10 of the stuff is ruined, is not so good, it's still called a good sale.
Why is everything 1/10 except the first one?
Yeah, because that's more prevalent. We'll see why. Right, the first one is 1/24, right, of Paris. We'll soon see why. So Mora says, Tony Rav Ketini. Rav Ketini learned that Roiva Kitnius Liso. That's what the Mishnah says, if you buy Paris off your friend, so you Mekabel or Roiva, that means 1/24. If you buy, let's say, Paris, a tfuah wheat, so 1/24 of it could be bad, you know what I mean, could be bad. He learns kitnis. Kitnis, that's not like pebbles or dirt, that means like shaft.
Kitnius is the hard stuff of the wheat itself, the Rishbam says. It means El Roiva Kitnius Lesor Shel Tfua. If you're boiling tfua like wheat, so out of it they mean the shaft, the hard stuff that grows with the wheat, that you accept upon yourself 1/24. Because so that's all that grows with the wheat. But the aphorus loy, but if Yistam gives you the aphorus means stam pebbles get mixed up in the wheat, that you don't accept. If you're buying wheat and the guy in the wheat gives you pebbles also, that's